Do you feel Slovenia? Two foreigners, one location. Five questions. Radio SI finds out how well foreign visitors know Slovenia. The Radio SI Quiz Show. Do you feel Slovenia?
Hello and welcome to the Do You Feel Slovenia Quiz Show. We're here in sunny Koper today at the Tito Square. And joining us is a lovely group from?
Germany.
And your names are?
Monika.
I'm Dirk.
I'm Julia.
And why did you choose to come to Slovenia?
Because she organized the trip.
Yes,
I organized the trip.
Okay.
And it's a funny story. We went to Brazil and we have been at a very nice hotel. And the owner was a Slovenian, and he was the best ambassador of the
country
of Slovenia. And he said, we have to come to Slovenia. And we said, why? And he said, you have never been to Slovenia. Yeah. And we said, no, it's a small country. We even don't know where it is. And he said, I give you some maps. And so he told us a lot about Slovenia.
Nice story.
Yes, it is.
So you guys, nice that you're here in Slovenia. We'll ask you five questions about Slovenia to see how much you know now and how much you've learned about our country.
Oh my God.
And this is a quiz show, so you also get sounds. You can pick one. So if you know the answer, you can
answer. That person goes first.
Yeah, all right.
Question number one.
The port of Koper has played an important role in the development of the area here. Who first established the port of Koper? So the port of Koper was established first by the Greeks, the Romans, or the cavemen?
The Greeks.
No!
It was the Romans.
The Romans.
Yes!
Yes! Good thinking, yeah. Almost.
1-0.
Question number two.
A lot of olive trees grow here at the coast. What's their average lifespan? So how long do olive trees live for? About 100, 250, or 500 years?
Yeah, we guess 250 years.
Then I take the 500 ones.
Yes! A good fact, right?
Yes.
Interesting.
I thought that would be old, but not that old.
Yeah.
500.
I thought the same, yeah.
1-1, it's a tie.
Question number three.
There is a lot of bees in Slovenia, and beekeeping is quite popular. It's also linked to one form of Slovenian folk art, which uses beehive panels, so the front of the beehive, yeah? What did people used to do with these beehive panels? Carve them, paint them, or make them out of iron?
Paint them.
Paint them, yes, yes. 2-1.
Question number four.
Slovenia is rich in biodiversity, and in the Postojna cave, you can find an aquatic salamander, also known as the human fish. How many fingers does it have on its hind legs? So, 2, 4, or 5?
Two.
Correct.
Two. Yes, yes.
Two. How do you know that?
This is the only place we've been. No, it's not. But we have been there and we have seen this little fish. Yeah.
Good.
Very good. So you learned something, yeah.
The score is 2-2. The next question will decide the winner.
The tiebreaker.
World War I. The battles of Isonzo represented Italy's main offensive efforts against the Austro-Hungarian Empire. How many battles were fought at the Isonzo front? Isonzo is close to here.
Near the Socha River.
Yes. 2, 6, or 12?
Yes, yeah.
6.
No. Oh. 2 or 12?
Your final answer?
12.
Yes, yes. Very good. Well, yeah. Congratulations, you're the winner. Okay, is this your first day in Koper?
No. We have been already almost a week. Sorry.
Today you won a quiz show about Slovenia.
First quiz show ever.
There you go.
You did well.
Hope you had fun. Hope you learned something. You will win a prize at the end.
The Tourist Information Center here in Koper is awarding some prizes, and you can actually pick out one maybe, yeah? If you'd like. But you can pick, there's a book on old town centers here in Slovenia. There is a book about the train track, or a notebook, or a water bottle, or t-shirt, and t-shirts. You also get a t-shirt with whatever you choose. So.
How well do visitors know Slovenia? The Do You Feel Slovenia quiz show. Every Tuesday at 8:35 a.m. and every Thursday afternoon on Radio SI. Do You Feel Slovenia?